Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. It is Game Time Decisions on SportsGrid. We are live on a Tuesday night as we look to make it happen here with a full baseball board and a lot of WNBA to get to as well. Kevin Walsh with you here again on Sports Grid. We've got Coach James Young on deck. He'll be here in 10 minutes. Get a full slate of W picks for him. I've got some W action myself here on this Tuesday. We're going to talk to Joe Madden, get a baseball picks as well from Tom Vecchio later on. We'll talk with Brady Cannon, get his updates on everything he's seeing around the National Football League and, you know, contest survivor if you're still in it. Salute, good for you. We'll check in with Dave Sharapan, where there's a lot of market movement through 2 weeks. And one thing I know we'll hit with Dave, and where I would like to begin tonight, is the news that broke around 2-3 hours ago that Tua Tagovailoa was headed to IR. And when the players put on IR, that means they're going to miss 4 weeks of football. And what that means for the Miami Dolphins is that they now will go to battle without Tua for at least 4 weeks. And I think that decision being made by Miami is a very interesting one. Because when it comes to a concussion, you never necessarily have a scenario where you know definitively it's 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It could be much longer than that, right? We do not know a realistic timeline for Tua. I mean, we knew he wasn't going to play in Seattle. It's on the board. He doesn't play again this year. The reality for some is we're not sure if Tua Tagovailoa is going to play again in his career. That is the state of things with Tua Tagovailoa. But the Miami Dolphins putting him on the IR for 4 games, I think it does suggest that they aren't even considering, right, Tua returning too soon. And I think that means that the Miami Dolphins are going to now have to try and figure out quarterback without Tua Tagovailoa. Now, many people will feel as if by bringing in Tyler Huntley, having Skylar Thompson on the roster, they've done that. I am not sure for Miami that is good enough. But I'm also not sure if there's any more they can actually do. If you look for the Miami Dolphins, the last time we were seeing the Tua Tagovailoa injuries and concussions consistently of in 2022, there were 5 football games in the regular season and 1 in the playoffs where their leading passer was not Tua, right? He was injured early in that Cincinnati game. The concussions were there for Tua Tagovailoa, and there were 5 games where he ended up not their leading passer. They were 1-4 in the regular season and lost in the playoffs. The one regular season win that they had was against a terrible New York Jets team where the final score was 11-6 Miami. The Dolphins, again, nearly went winless without Tua. They finished the season 9-8. As I said, so 1-4 without Tua that season finished at 9-8. It's an 8-4 football team that was trending towards the top of the conference. Well, now let's take a look at this season's schedule. 4 football games without Tua, at least. At Seattle, that line is already out and available. It was at 1.5.5. I know yesterday we've seen 6.5s start to appear, and then now it's been completely bought back the other direction with a 4.5-point spread. I don't know if that's people betting on Tyler Huntley, but a swath of money has come in on the Miami Dolphins. Follow that up by hosting the Tennessee Titans. They then will go to New England on a shorter week. That Titans game is a Monday nighter. They'll hit a bye, and then they'll go to Indianapolis off that bye. 4 games without Tua, 5 weeks without Tua, because the IR is 4 games, not 4 weeks, and the bye comes in between. So at Seattle, a 4.5-point line. What that says to me is against the Titans at home, they'll be favored. And in New England, it will be under a field goal either direction. It's probably under a field goal against Tennessee unless they upset Seattle this week. They'll hit the bye. They'll go to Indianapolis. The Colts have had 2 very odd results. They've lost both football games. I think that game, you're going to expect to see Indianapolis a favorite, but not by a touchdown, right? We don't expect that. For the Miami Dolphins, the way things are lining up in this exact moment is they have actually found themselves with 4 workable football games. And while I know Kyler Murray had maybe the best quarterback game through the early portions of this season just on Sunday, Arizona at home is a winnable football game for Miami as well. I look at this schedule and I am easily remembering why I bet the Miami Dolphins to win the AFC. Because this is manageable, it's almost looking somewhat easy. I mean, if you want to go a step further on that Miami schedule, just entertain me. After the Colts game, it's home against Arizona. Then it's at Buffalo. Okay. I'm not sure it matters if Dan Marino plays that game with what we've seen from the Dolphins. At the Rams, that team's very banged up. Now, maybe in November they're all back, but maybe not. At Vegas, you expect that to be winnable. At New England, you expect that to be winnable. I don't think I'll suggest Jordan Love isn't back by Thanksgiving, but if he wasn't back by Thanksgiving, that would obviously be something for the Dolphins. But again, this is a very workable schedule here for Miami. But that's why this quarterback situation is something they need to get right. The Dolphins are not dead in the water. If I don't even want to use, I'm not going to use a specific player. If another quarterback, if there are other teams, if they lost their quarterback for 4 weeks, you'd be like, just rip it up. Nothing they can do. All right? They will lose all of those games. I don't even care who stands in front of them. For Miami, of the 4 games we know Tua will be missing, they're going to be, all of these games will probably be about a field goal or less other than the Seattle game, which is 4.5. So for Miami, that's why you can't, though, dilly-dally with Skyler and Tyler Huntley. You have to be aggressive in figuring out your quarterback situation. Now, maybe people will feel like they have by bringing in Tyler Huntley. And again, maybe people think Tyler Huntley could start this week, and that's why that number's come down to 4.5. But this is a Miami Dolphins team that if they play Huntley this week and he's bad, you can't just keep letting it happen. You need to be on the phone with the Ryan Tannehills. Nudge Brady. It's not going to happen, but nudge Brady. See if the Jets will go in division with Tyrod Taylor. See if the Carolina Panthers will trade Bryce Young. I don't know if you want to go for Russell Wilson out of Pittsburgh. I think they get rid of him, though, I'll tell you that. Because I think they want to start Justin Fields, and I think they're in a weird spot all of a sudden now with Russ. But you can take a look at it. Yeah, you can take a look, right? That is where you are, though, with you are the Miami Dolphins. You are now without Tua Tagovailoa for 4 weeks, but you are still alive. Their conference price has dropped, but it has not dropped to the seller. 20-1, still in front of teams like the Chargers and Steelers who are sitting there at 2-0. So this team, especially because they were able to grab that victory, in week one against Jacksonville, they still have hope. They still have expectations that they can make the postseason, though that is a plus number now, plus 180. The Dolphins are now a minus 230 favorite to miss the playoffs in this 2024 season. We'll see how they perform.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
From in Seattle, which again is going to be a really big game. I know I didn't get to your baseball yet. We will get to your baseball. I promise you, we have big wild card games with the Nationals and the Mets. We have the Diamondbacks playing in division up against the Rockies. The Braves are on the road against the Cincinnati Reds. We will get to it all. But let's get a great slate of WNBA action on card next with Coach James Young.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back with you here on Sports Grid on a Tuesday. We get to talk some hoops. Coach James Young in the mix with us. JY, how we feeling?
K-Dub, we're at the final home stretch, right? 2 days of WNBA games. A lot of things can be decided, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven, and even some of the stuff with the lottery. So a lot of interesting stuff in the W, Kevin. A lot of basketball left.
Certainly so, JY. Let's get to these games then here tonight. They'll tip at 7 o'clock. The Connecticut Sun at home are a slight dog that have now flipped to a favorite against the Lynx here. Total 153.5. I'm on Alyssa Thomas, 10-plus points. Great bounce-back spot for her. What are you on tonight?
I'm on the Minnesota Lynx, and I'll be honest with you right now, Kevin. The way they dismantled New York, and think of this, folks, I think the Liberty outscored by 10 in the fourth quarter to lose by 9. So this team's playing really good basketball. Kevin and I have been on this team since the beginning of the year. I like the Minnesota Lynx on the money line to get the job done tonight. They play ferocious defense. And if you're looking at something else, I would maybe look at that under. If you look at these two teams, they're solid defensively. Last game, I think, got the 151, if I'm not mistaken. I know the earlier game was a really high-scoring game, 83-82. A lot to play for. Also, the 2-3 seed, that would be home court. And also, to me, we talked about this, staying away possibly from the Indiana Fever. Another play. Maybe look at the under in the game tonight.
All right, looking under there possibly on the Minnesota Lynx. The Mystics are going to be hosting the Liberty as double-digit dogs. Washington, a part of that race at the bottom, JY, with the dream in the sky. We'll get to their game next. But can Washington pull off an upset against New York?
I don't think pull off an upset, but if you look at it, Kevin, the Liberty have only won the games, I think, this year by 5, by 11, and I think by 8. So they have not covered the spread in any of the three games. If you want to take a look at that, I may look at something like the team total over for the New York Liberty. Bounce back spot, bad performance scoring over only 79 points against the Minnesota Lynx. But I can't lay these points against the New York Liberty. We know them at home. They're not great against the number. But also, Washington has played them tough. Mike Thibault's done a great job after starting the season 0-12.
We'll certainly see if they can pull that upset off. No action in that game for me, but I am going to be betting Dream Sky tonight, JY. I took Chicago +9 at -108. I know they are struggling with all of their injuries. Angel Reese shut down, but I think that this number is a little bit too tall. This is a Sky team that went to Minnesota catching 12.5, and now the Dream here are only laying three less points than that. I think there's a far bigger gap here. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm buying in on Chicago tonight catching 9. What about you?
I am selling the Sky, and I've been selling the Sky ever since Angel Reese went down. They have not covered their last three games. I know they were relatively close games, but I do look at this situation tonight as the Atlanta Dream. It's pretty important, folks. Do know that Atlanta Dream, their pick goes to the Mystics. That is one thing they don't want. They need to get into the playoffs. They've been way better since Ryan Howard obviously has come back. Yes, they've dropped some games as of late, but they won their last one. I like the Atlanta Dream minus the points. I think they find a way to get it done. They need to get into the playoffs.
I think that is fair, but again, big number. I'm not sure Chicago lays down, JY, so I'm on the other side to you tonight. We got a little head-to-head building there, but those happen, right? And again, I can't wait to get these WNBA playoffs underway as well. A lot of teams, just two games left here for this season. Seattle and Vegas, Coach. My best bet probably will come from this game tonight. I'll let you bat lead off here, though. An 8.5 point spread with Vegas on the road. Total's 163.
Well, we keep waiting for this Vegas Aces team to get going. And maybe we're seeing it. They've covered two of the last three games. I think there's something like, 6-2 against the spread their last 8. Going against a Seattle team that's really not playing well, Kevin covered the last 3 games against the spread, and you look at the WNBA standings, K-Dub, with the fact that it's a 1-game difference. This is home court. This is 4-5. So this is a big game here for the Las Vegas Aces. I got a feeling, K-Dub, that this may be the time. We've been waiting. Do they turn it on? Seattle has not been great as of late. They've been better at the Aces against the spread. Give me the Aces minus the points on the road.
What we have here for Seattle is they are missing 2 of their starting 5 in Ezzie and Jewel Lloyd tonight in this basketball game. It's why you have this climbing spread here. But for the Storm, it creates opportunity for Gabby Williams. Give me her over 13.5 points. The last game out was the first time that both Jewel Lloyd and Ezzie missed a game. They each missed that same game. And we saw a season-high field goal attempts for Gabby Williams, scoring 22 points on 15 field goal attempts in what is still a small sample size, but in the 3 games that she's played for Seattle with double-digit field goal attempts, she has scored at least 17 points in all of those games. Without Jewel Lloyd here, step up spot at home. Give me Gabby Williams over 13.5 points. That juice is climbing, sitting now at -118. Last game on the slate, Coach. It's the Sparks at home against the Phoenix Mercury here. No Kalia Copper, keeping this a short number on the Mercury on the road. What do you see?
I mean, I know this sounds crazy, but like, shouldn't the play be Phoenix? I mean, they still have something to play for, maybe trying to get to that 6 seed. See, I, Kevin, I have this belief that you don't want to be 7. You don't want to play Minnesota because I think they're playing that well. So there's something to play for this Phoenix Mercury team. When you look at the Sparks, Kevin, they have been in an absolute nosedive. I know they covered the last 2 games, but those are big spreads that they covered. They have lost a boatload of games. I think 7 straight games in a row. I'll keep it clean and simple. I'm going to take the Phoenix Mercury on a money line tonight.
All right, loving some Phoenix Mercury here. JY, tomorrow, let me just ask you, the league is going to be off, but I know on Thursday we get Caitlin Clark for what I believe will be her regular season finale. Any expectations?
Cinema. Pure cinema. And she's been fantastic. Right. And Kevin, wait, listen, if Caitlin Clark does not finish second in the MVP voting, I'm coming for people's necks. I don't care about Collier. I don't care about Stewie. I don't care about Inescu. Caitlin Clark better be second in MVP voting.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
She won't be second, and she shouldn't be second. Talk to you in a week, JY. We're back with you right here, Game Time Decision.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions live with you here on a Tuesday night. Coming up in about 10 minutes, it's Baltimore and San Francisco. Orioles home dog going up against Blake Snell and the Giants. Gotta tell you, I've been getting some troubling statistics sent my way as an Orioles World Series ticket holder. This team was plus 650 about 2 weeks ago. They're now 9-1 to win the World Series. The Yankees are much shorter, plus 490, and the Astros have also jumped the Baltimore Orioles. And it has been a really ugly second half for the O's. If you look post All-Star break, you know, Anthony Santander's continued to hit a ton of home runs. Gunny slowed down. Adley Rutschman, I don't know what's going on with that guy. I mean, there was a point in time where his batting average was beautiful. His season was exciting. He's hitting .207 post All-Star break. We've not seen a Jackson Holliday breakout. Colton Cowser, I know he's in this Rookie of the Year race, but he's not been great. I mean, this team is not throwing out really anyone that's been able to get to about a .300 batting average in the second half of this season, and it's a little ironic seeing them go against Blake Snell tonight and be home dogs, considering I was desperately hoping that they would go out and try and bring in Blake Snell at the trade deadline, and they decided to pass on that. I would lean towards the Orioles. I would lean that direction. But I can't necessarily tell you I love that for that team in this game here. I just feel like it's maybe a spot they can get the job done. The Cincinnati Reds are up against the Atlanta Braves, and there's kind of some double futures interest here. 11 games left for Cincinnati. I need them to win 6 out of the 11, actually, for a win total over bet that was placed at the All-Star break. But that would then come at the expense of an Atlanta Braves future where I placed them to win the National League. And for Atlanta, I will say, look, I'm not rooting to lose my bet, but I am not as tied to that ticket as, say, I am the Orioles World Series wager, because Atlanta, I placed that bet with the thought that they would not be in the situation they are, where we do not know if they'll actually make the playoffs. And that, for me, that fact changing, I think due to a lot of their injuries, has left me less tied to whether they get in or not because of how little confidence I feel I have in this team if they do get in. I know it's baseball, it's the wild card, anything can happen, but I don't have the level of confidence that I thought I would on Atlanta, a game back of the New York Mets, 2 games back of the Arizona Diamondbacks. If you look at tonight's slate, all currently listed as favorites, to win their games. The Braves right now minus 142 on the road against the Reds. The New York Mets minus 166 at home against the Washington Nationals. And the shortest of the bunch is going to be Jordan Montgomery with the Arizona Diamondbacks going to Coors Field tonight at a minus 136 price. I do think that is kind of one of the, and I know for a lot of you, I'm sure, I know myself, the ebbs and flows of following this baseball season with the dominance that football takes over everything. I can't tell you, I know the baseball results every single day. I try and keep my tabs on it, but one thing that kind of certainly caught my interest was Arizona, who looked like they were going to extend and, you know, be safe with this wild card race. They are not. Not at all. This team is, you know, the Padres did that. They've won four in a row. They look fine. Now, San Diego, right, in terms of this race here for that back end spot. But they do have a tough series coming up with the Houston Astros. Quickly, in the American League, you know, Minnesota's now been really struggling. There's kind of been a lot of struggling going on, right? It's allowed the Guardians to run away with that division. But what you have all of a sudden is the Detroit Tigers knocking on the door and the Mariners, both two games back of the Minnesota Twins in the loss column. And the Detroit Tigers and the Seattle Mariners, 73 losses to 71 for Minnesota. That American League wildcard race could certainly heat up as well. We are running up against the break here, though. What we're going to do is we're going to get Joe Madden in the mix. I know she's got a loaded baseball card here on a Tuesday night. We bring that to you on the other side of this quick commercial break on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's extra enthusiasm in the back, and I can only chalk that up to us getting ready to really talk baseball for the first time in a week on this show, especially because the biggest national supporter I know on air in Joe Madden is here. Joe, great to talk to you. How do we feel about a loaded Tuesday slate?
I'm feeling pretty good. At least you didn't call me the biggest Chicago White Sox supporter, so I'll take the biggest national supporter, oh. That's for sure.
No. Yeah, that you are all about the Nationals and your some are calling it LA Chargers. I will ask you about that, Joe, but let's get to Orioles Giants first. Blake Snell gets the start, listed as a road favorite. What do you like in this game tonight?
Yeah, this is an interesting one because Blake Snell, he has such a high walk rate, but his ability to get those strikeouts on the board is absolutely phenomenal. Now, when we look at the Baltimore Orioles, they have been striking out at a higher rate here versus lefties over the last month. So I do think Blake Snell can stay in this game long enough. I don't want to touch his strikeout prop because we know you have to hit that so high and you're still laying juice. So I'm going to take Blake Snell over 17.5 outs. I just don't think, other than a couple of the big bats here for the Baltimore Orioles, that anyone's really going to hit off of him hard enough to keep him out of this game. So I'm taking him over the 17.5 outs. That's coming in at minus 114. But I do think between Snell and Suarez, we do have a pitching duel in this one. I think the under 7.5 is a live number that you got to jump on, because at minus 115 under 7.5, I think we struggle to even hit 5 runs in this game, Kevin.
All right, so looking for an under in Baltimore with Blake Snell on the mound. That number growing even a little bit on the Giants as that one gets closer. Joe, let me ask you about this Twins-Guardians game that we've got coming up here. You know, again, it looks like Cleveland's going to be able to run and hide with this division. They are listed favorites tonight here against Zebby Matthews and Minnesota. What do you like in this one?
You know, you look at the pitching matchup here, and this is the opposite to the last game. I think both of these pitchers are going to be giving up the runs tonight. You look at Matthews, his ERA is over 7, and Williams coming in with an ERA of 5.24. I don't trust either pitcher to limit the lineups. Now, we know the Cleveland Guardians won yesterday in a 4-3 style game, keeping us under today's total, but I'm expecting a lot more runs in this one, and I expect them to start right in that first inning. I'm looking at the Yerfy, the yes runs in the first inning, Kevin. That's coming in at plus 100. And in the first 5 innings, the over 4.5 at minus 115. I'm going to hit on as well. We know the Cleveland Guardians have a strong bullpen. So if Williams goes out of this game early, I want to make sure we're on the right side of this over, because I could see those runs coming early in this game and then slowing off towards the end, and I don't want to sweat it out. So give me the first five over 4.5, Kevin.
All right, early juice in that game. Joe, what about the Reds and the Braves here? Atlanta on the road, positioned as a favorite with Holmes. Any advantages you're seeing in this one?
Yeah, you know, you look at the Reds and they're coming here off being on the road. They were 10 games on the road. They went 5-5. And normally this is a spot I like to fade teams, but you look at Cincinnati and how dominant they have been over the Atlanta Braves this season. And I can't not look at them here as a home dog. We're getting great plus money on the Cincinnati Reds at +116. And we look at them 3-0 over this season versus the Atlanta Braves, and you see how much they outscored them, 14-5, Kevin. I just can't look away from the Cincinnati Reds in this one, but I also think you got to look at this one to that over. That total sitting at 8.5 at -122 to the over. I'm expecting runs out of both of these teams. I think Williamson will get hit at some point in this game, but I think the Reds can give him enough run support, even though they're here off a road trip. This is the Atlanta Braves starting off a 6-game road trip as well. So I think the Reds can get it done.
Now, it looks to me, Joe, just kind of seeing some of the action here. Dodgers, Marlins, game of the day for you. Darren, if the last name, I can't believe how much it beats me up despite being 100% Irish, but it does. So I'm going to leave it at that. One of the worst pitchers going in the league. And against this Dodgers lineup, it looks like you're ready to tee off here. How are you betting the game between the Marlins and the Dodgers tonight?
You got to think both of these offenses are going to tee off, right? You look at Bobby Miller coming out here for the LA Dodgers. And Kevin, I could not sit here and take the Dodgers laying 1.5, let alone straight up on that money line, even if we're getting -140, because Bobby Miller has been awful, especially on the road. 7 starts on the road. That ERA is 11.39 with a 2.17 whip. He's not a bet on for me, especially on the road. At home, he has had some great matchups. Versus the Miami Marlins, though, you've got to wonder, is this team going to be able to hit off of him and capitalize on his mistakes out there? I'm just going to look at this one for both of these pitchers to struggle. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name either, Kevin, because I do the exact same thing when I try to do it. But I'm looking at the Dodgers. You could look at their team total over 5.5. I could see them getting 6 runs. It's a lot, but this total is sitting at 11.5. So over the 5.5 is -115. The Yerfi, I think, is in play. It's -125. They're yes runs in the first inning. And then I would look at that first inning over 1.5 runs. I expect the offense here, the Dodgers, to go up to bat here versus this pitcher and just tee right off of him right away. If you take the over 1.5 in the first inning, it's coming in at +205. It's something I love betting for the LA Dodgers. We know the top of the lineup is so phenomenally strong. And then if I'm looking here, who I think can get those runs on the board, I've got to go with Freddie Freeman for the home run. He's coming in at +430. He has 22 home runs, 87 RBIs on the season. And then on the other side, because you have to look at someone from Miami to be able to get those home runs, Jake Berger coming in here for the home run at +500. He's got 25 home runs on the season and 62 RBIs. And I do think he should be able to hit Bobby Miller here. You can't trust Bobby Miller. So whoever you're liking for Miami, for me, it's Jake Berger. But whoever you are liking, I definitely would look for them to tee up that home run for you tonight, Kevin.
You know, it's funny because this game would have been the perfect Dinger Tuesday game. Who wouldn't have been involved with the way this one looks? All lines will continue to be on Shohei Ohtani. 47 home runs, 48 stolen bases. If you look, though, the series against Atlanta, 4-game set, no home runs, no steals for Ohtani there. You just imagine that changes in this series with Miami. I'm sure some people look to approach with same-game parlays at times. With a home run and a stolen base in the same game for Shohei, very well could happen here with this one. Let me just quickly check, Joe, because the only other game I think that'll get on the road within the 7 o'clock window is Tampa Bay and Boston. Is that a game you're involved with at all tonight here? Tampa's really been struggling, which is good for a win total under I placed at the All-Star break. So I'm just looking for them to continue to lose. Anything you're looking for?
Yeah, I think you have to look at the Boston Red Sox here with Nick Pivetta coming out. You look at this offense has been so strong, Kevin. The only problem is you're laying a lot of juice with the Boston Red Sox here on the road, which is something I don't absolutely love doing, but I do think the Tampa Bay Rays, this team is just down and out right now, and I can't see them pulling off the win even here at home.
It's going to be, again, for the Boston Red Sox, one of these seasons where I do think they will pick their heads up and feel like they really blew an opportunity. You know, we look at these wild card races on a night like this, and it is a shame. What do I really care? I'm a Yankee fan, but I'm just calling it like I see it. It is a shame we are not breaking down the Red Sox in this race. At four games back with Seattle and Detroit in front of them to try to contend with that final spot that Minnesota holds right now, the Red Sox this season, their woes at Fenway Park, which lasted all year. Just hearing kind of the breakdown from Joe, like Nick Pivetta is a guy who, you know, early season we thought could be a real force, picked up an injury, really hasn't been the same. We know the offense has juice. The pitching was just too up and down, and it's going to result in what is a rarity, though, for Boston recently. Very few middle seasons for the Red Sox, usually finishing first or worst in the American League East. This season looks like they'll finish dead middle.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
With a 75-75 record, I guess it would be appropriate. We are coming against the break, though. Joe Madden's going to stick around. We're going to go through the rest of the baseball slate, any picks that she has. And I will check in on the Chargers. Any love? Is it real? It took the Pittsburgh on deck. We'll break that down.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back in here on Game Time Decisions, baseball boards already lighting up. Leadoff home run for the Atlanta Braves and Michael Harris. Same situation in Baltimore for the Giants, though. Yastrzemski puts one out of the park there for a leadoff home run as well. Yerfi Betters has already seen two go through the door. Dodgers go three up, three down. Is that real? Wow. Okay. We'll keep eyes on that game, though. We'll keep eyes on it. It's still early in that one. Joe, let's get to any of the other action that you have here on tonight's card. It includes a game between the Athletics and the Cubs, where the Chicago Cubs right now are around a minus 160 favorite in this game. What are you looking for here?
It's a lot of juice to lay on the Chicago Cubs, right, Kevin? I don't want to get there with it. And you look at the Oakland A's, this team actually has been so strong on the road, getting those runs on the board over the last 30 days. I expect some runs to come out of them. Jordan Wicks getting the start here for the Chicago Cubs. We look at him, he allowed 11 runs on 17 hits in his last 13 innings. So I do think the A's can come in here and help push us over this total. This total is at 8.5 at +100 to the over, and that's exactly where I'm going. Spence coming out here for the Oakland A's, you know he's going to allow those runs to come in as well. He allows a ton of home runs on the road when you look at his stats. 17 home runs allowed this season, 11 of those were on the road. So if you're looking at anyone for the Chicago Cubs to get those home runs on the board, tonight would be the night against Spence. I looked over that, Kevin, and I just couldn't pick someone, and I already loaded up on a couple other home runs. So just give me the over 8.5. I don't trust either of these bullpens either. So look for offense in tonight's matchup.
I am looking for one more Seiya Suzuki home run for a season-long wager. Nice. I like to believe that there's a few of you out there who, and again, the football madness every night, check the Cubs box score just to see if Seiya Suzuki went deep. We need one more over 20.5. I think he can get there. I have confidence. I have faith. Joe, you mentioned the White Sox earlier. You're betting the White Sox the game tonight, which, I mean, why not? I mean, get them in while you still can, right? I mean, 115 losses for this team. They're red hot, though. They've won 3 in a row. I mean, you know, they're just running out of time. This team, maybe they can make a postseason push if we had a 700-game season. What do you think here with the Angels and the White Sox?
I love how you just brought that in, Kevin. Yeah, they're unstoppable. 3 in a row, the Chicago White Sox have every opportunity of winning this one tonight. They actually do have an opportunity of winning versus the LA Angels. LA Angels are not a team that I have any faith in either. Look at them, 60-90 on the season. And I do think Chicago here with Davis Martin have the pitching edge in this one. He's got a 4.14 ERA. I think he can get his strikeouts on the board. That strikeout number coming in at 5.5 at +124 to the over. You look here at the LA Angels, and this is a team that we've gone and we faded against pitchers all season long, Kevin. They're striking out a rate at 26.6%. And Martin Davis here, he's normally not a high strikeout pitcher, but I do think he can get 6 on the board. He was able to get 6 strikeouts 3 outings ago versus the New York Mets. So I do think here versus the LA Angels that do strike out a ton, we should be able to get that. And because I think he's going to come out nice and strong versus the Angels lineup here, over 15.5 outs I'm going to play as well. That's coming in at +142. If you're looking to put a play on the Chicago White Sox, I would look at those first 5 innings while Martin is in. After that, I would probably stay off them for the full game because we know the Angels could get back into it, Kevin.
Joe, what about a big game between the Padres and the Astros here? Hunter Brown gets the baseball, but he's a dog with Michael King going for the Padres in this one. You know, Houston has once again found themselves top of the American League West. They always find a way. The Padres, a playoff team, very, very likely as well. What do you want to bet in this game?
This one was really interesting when I start breaking it down because you look at both of these pitchers between Hunter Brown and Michael King, and both are phenomenally strong. But I do think we look at the lineups here, and I think we're going to get the runs. Now, the books aren't thinking, so we're seeing that total was at 7. It bumped up to 7.5, the over 7.5 at +100. Kevin, but that's where I have to go with this one. I expect one of these teams to hit 5 runs and the other one to put up 3. That gives us a total of 8, pushing us over this total of 7.5. I think it's going to be a sweat in this game because both of these pitchers are strong, but these lineups versus righties have been hitting them nice and hard. So I think we'll get the runs. You also look at the San Diego Padres, that bullpen is really taxed. So I think King's going to probably stay in this lineup. And then when he gets out of there, you're going to see those hits coming here on the bullpen of the Padres. So give me the over 7.5. I'm going to be holding my breath, though, Kevin, because I don't think we probably get the runs until, you know, that 4th inning.
Last baseball pick, Joe. Maybe the biggest game on the board tonight. It's sneaky. Yankees, Mariners, Louis Gil with a chance to make a statement here in that American League Rookie of the Year race. Any juice for you in this one?
This is a major statement in this game, right? You have both of these pitchers coming out phenomenally strong. Brian Wu has looked just elite at home. And I do think under the lights tonight, you're going to see both of these pitchers excel. I was trying to bet the Nerfy in this one, Kevin, but you can't. Well, you could if you want to throw it into maybe a parlay. It's minus 148 for the no runs in the first inning. I would even look at this one to be super low scoring all the way for this whole game. I think the best bet, though, is to look at the first five innings and take it to the under. The under in the first five innings, I believe, is sitting at 3.5. And then I've got to hit the Seattle Mariners on the money line in the first five. It's coming in at minus 106. I do think here, with Brian Wu getting the start, the Seattle Mariners can pull out the win in the first inning. So that's where I'm going. I know it's scary versus the Yankees.
All right, Joe, before we let you get out of here, coming up, we're going to be talking 2-0 teams. That includes the L.A. Chargers. Do you think at this point in time they will be a playoff team?
Yes. Yeah, I do. And I actually didn't have as much faith in the Chargers as I thought I was going to after last week's game. I am sold on this team. And, yes, Justin Herbert is not in the kind of scheme that I would have loved to have seen him in, but we did see a couple of deeper passes. They're going to be a run-first style team. It's working and they're winning. So, yeah, I've changed my ways. Give me the Chargers to make the playoffs this season. So, huge test this weekend, though, versus the Steelers defense.
They are 2-0 teams. We will talk about what's real and what is not from that 2-0 group. Great stuff from Joe Madden. We're back on Sports Grid after this quick break.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Atlanta leads. Miami scores in the bottom of the first, so now you are sitting at 3-1 to the Yerfy to open up that baseball board. I mentioned 2-0. Nine teams, five in the AFC, four in the NFC so far, that have started 2-0. What's real? What's not? Who are we buying? Who are we selling? Well, we have some 2-0 head-to-heads in week number three. The Chargers and the Steelers each will show up to that game sitting at 2-0. And they are both right now 24-1 to win the AFC. I've not placed a bet for this game. I'll wait until, you know, probably Saturday night. That's, you know, usually when I like to get involved. I will say, I think if you are choosing between the Chargers and the Steelers, big picture, it is easily LA, an undeniable higher ceiling due to having Justin Herbert at quarterback. Pittsburgh has a better defense. I think the Chargers can have a good defense, though. I like Jesse Minter. I think they've got weaponry. There's a reason that my favorite preseason bet was Chargers Chiefs to finish 1-2 in any order at the top of the AFC West. The Chargers I likely will be on in that game. I'd love to get a field goal. I don't think I'll be getting that field goal because that 2.5 number is down to 1.5. We know how those things move. We have a out-of-conference battle between Houston and Minnesota. Both teams are 2-0. Houston goes to Minnesota. They're a 2.5-point favorite. I mentioned the week one victory that we saw for the Minnesota Vikings, and despite it being against the Giants, it was a bit of a perception changer, where perhaps I was not valuing Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores, their head coach and defensive coordinator, enough. Well, they then put it forward in week number two by beating the San Francisco 49ers 23-17. But I don't think Minnesota is 3-0 good. I think Houston is. CJ Stroud is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. The offensive weaponry is real, and the defense is getting better in year number two under DeMeco Ryans. Eric Stingley, Will Anderson. They have breakout players on that roster. Added Danielle Hunter as well. Add in Justin Jefferson's status for this game, and this is one I would be, again, I'm not as worried about it, but I would be looking to bet this game on Houston. If it goes to a flat three, I may be more hesitant. I'll tell you, though, even if Justin Jefferson plays, I am looking Houston in this football game. Big picture, you can still see a big difference in their prices. To win the AFC, the Texans are now a 5-1 number, tied with the Buffalo Bills for the second choice. The Minnesota Vikings to win the NFC are currently checking in at 16-1, tied with Tampa Bay for the ninth best price right now in that NFC market. In the NFC, Minnesota is one of four 2-0 teams. Seattle, Tampa, and New Orleans join them. And my biggest takeaway from that is it reinforcing what a disaster last night was for the Philadelphia Eagles. The fact that none of the 2-0 teams have cracked into the top four gives you an idea of where the preseason perception were for those teams. Now, one of these teams almost assuredly will be 3-0, if not two of the four. Three of them are favorites in their football games. But if you are Philadelphia, again, the Niners and the Lions and the Cowboys, I'm sure everybody feels like they could have, should have, would have won their games. The Eagles needed 3 yards. And then they got the football back with 34 seconds. I mean, my gosh. I don't like talking about that game. I'm so angry about it. I really am. It was right there in front of them. And if they sat there 2-0, they maybe could be conference favorites. Instead, they were jumped by the Lions, because that's how bad that game was. And that game also was the final gut punch to anybody who plays in Survivor contests. What a bloodbath the two was. Speaking of contests, we got Brady Cannon stopping by next here on Sports Grid.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.